Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Questioning God. Nay, but, O man, who are you that replies against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why have you made me thus? Romans 9:20. Whenever one begins a question with why, he should realize that the answer must necessarily be theological, not scientific. Science can deal with the questions of what and how, sometimes even with where and when, but never with why. The why questions have to do with motives and purposes, even when dealing with natural phenomena. Why does the earth rotate on its axis? Why do we have mosquitoes? Even though we can partially explain such things by secondary causes, we finally encounter a first cause, and then the why can be answered only by God. The wise thing to do is simply to believe that He has good reasons for everything, whether we can discern them now or not. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? God the Creator works all things after the counsel of His own will, and it is our high privilege simply to trust Him, not to question Him. On the other hand, He often asks us, Why? Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Jesus asked His disciples when they thought they were in great peril. If I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He would say to those who question His word. Then, to those who doubt His deity, the Apostle Paul, speaking in His name, asks, Why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? As the popular chorus goes, God specializes in things thought impossible. Our God is omniscient and knows what's best. He is omnipotent, so He can do it. He is all-loving and will surely do what's best for those who trust Him.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe to the Days of Praise podcast on Apple or Google Podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.